Hello, I'm Jason Karp. Welcome to A Christian's Guide to Marketing. Boeing's 737 MAX passenger jet is recertified to fly. The plane had been grounded after two crashes, killing more than 300 people. Investigation of the disasters revealed engineering flaws, starting with engine placement, that could affect aerodynamics, forcing the nose up and stalling the plane. Boeing had quietly tried to offset the tendency with software to hold the nose down. The software was not explained to pilots, leaving them unprepared to reverse automated dives when the system reacted to faulty sensor data. The 737 MAX tragedy is a study of the product life cycle, or PLC. As you will see in my post, written when the plane's failings were made public, Boeing attempted to prolong the life of its hugely successful product, the 737. The aircraft first flew in the late 1960s and was derived from Boeing's iconic 707, the original queen of the jet age, whose technology dated to the 1950s. Boeing sought one more iteration of their cash cow, more fuel efficient with greater passenger capacity. At the same time, airlines wanted easy pilot transition to the MAX from previous generations of 737s, which led to design compromises and training shortcuts. For nearly 2 years, Boeing has worked on their P for product, redesigning the 737 MAX to eliminate its fatal flaws. Now they must work on P for promotion, principally the public relations component of the promotion mix, to ensure the MAX's success. The plane is now notorious. The crashes received extensive media coverage, as did the bad design, the concealment of those errors, and the lax government oversight permitting the plane to fly in the first place. As part of public relations, airlines are letting passengers booked on the 737 MAX change to flights on other types of aircraft. Boeing is trying to overcome past communication mistakes, being more transparent about the plane, and the efforts to make it safe. Naturally, voicing safety issues increases their visibility. Passengers, like all consumers today, are better informed and better equipped to document and share their dissatisfaction. A news article I linked to in this post envisions a video of a sobbing passenger at a check-in gate not able to switch from a MAX flight. Viral videos have damaged airlines' reputations, showing fights in cabins and passengers being dragged off planes. A name change for the 737 MAX has been speculated. Rebranding may be inevitable, but done too soon and people will scream cover-up, especially if Boeing asserts they are fielding a brand new plane, given the modifications. That would also be ironic, since the 737 MAX was originally marketed to airlines as little different in terms of operation from the 737NG variants preceding it. Boeing must reinstate its tarnished aircraft in a devastated air travel market, as the pandemic has greatly reduced the number of people flying. Airplanes and airports carry the stigma of being COVID hotspots, even with extensive safety and cleaning protocols in place. Marketing passenger aircraft is a matter of derived demand. If your customers, the airlines, are experiencing reduced demand for their offerings, they will reduce their demand for yours. Boeing is in crisis. Some of it, the pandemic, is not of their making. Some of it, the deadly failure of the 737 MAX, rests with them. Airlines also share the burden as they wanted a new plane that combined inexpensive transition with increased profitability. Will passengers accept the 737 MAX? Redemption is assured in Scripture. No such guarantees exist in the marketplace.